This is Jean Latshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. We subscribe to five and occasionally get a little supplement somewhere. From the Smile File, Women's Day, they want to remind us that May 1st is School Principal's Day. If you want to do something nice for your kids' school principal, that would be the day to do it, May 1st. And from Women in Sports, that's a supplement that we got recently. Increased representation in sports media. Passing the torch through generations ensures women remain represented in all facets of sports media. During my 17 years at the National Sports Media Association, that's NSMA, I have been fortunate to see the inductions of names including Leslie Visser and Andrea Kremer into our Hall of Fame. While that seems limited, it's important to know history. Before the 1980s cable sports explosion, there were not many women working in sports media at all. Many of the women who rose to prominence in television began as sports writers. Beginning in 1979, ESPN opened the need for more on-air talent in their programming, leading to Rhonda Glenn being the first woman to appear on ESPN. In 1991, Heidi Soliday became the first female sports director at KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Today, women have grown up playing sports. Title IX created opportunity. Funding increased. However, there's still plenty of room to grow. Four times more men are working as sports journalists than women. But whatever the numbers show, there is no argument that women's voices have helped drive more diverse industry. From Good Housekeeping's Beauty Lab, they've got Fragrance Obsession, Some Notes of Nature, Bring the Outdoors In. Spritz a forest-inspired fragrance with its earthy scents that conjure a walk in the woods. And what they're showing is Fresh Finery Jungle Santal Eau de Parfum, $30. Jungle Santal. An uplifting one from Oscar de la Renta, Oh So Lucky, that's E-A-U, So Lucky, $99. And from Warm the Nut Company, Forest Lungs, $125. Man, deep pockets. From Real Simple, the books list, a few of the latest must-reads, hopefully. They're available in an audible version by now. I think this is about a month old, maybe 2 months old. It's from their February-March issue. A drop-dead hilarious novel called A Sociopath's Guide to a Successful Marriage. I'm intrigued. By M.K. Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R. Lala has problems. She needs her unambitious husband to make partners so she can get her dream house. She needs her troublemaker daughter to get into an exclusive prep school. And she needs the police to stop sniffing around because she did, in fact, murder someone right before her son's birthday party. But no worries, Lala is a woman who will stop at nothing to get what she wants. Watching her do just that makes for a darkly funny, wild ride. Oh my goodness. This is a story of sisterhood named Kin, K-I-N, by Tayari Jones, J-O-N-E-S. As children in the fictional small town of Honeysuckle, Louisiana, best friends Annie and Vernice bond in part because they're both growing up without mothers. But their lives take starkly different turns. Vernice, raised by her aunt, sets off for Spelman College while Annie becomes obsessed with finding the mother who abandoned her. From the author of An American Marriage, it's a captivating study of the impact childhood friendships can have on us well into adulthood. The next one is a family drama called Lake Effect by Cynthia D. Aprix, and that is D apostrophe A-P-R-I-X. Oh, D Aprix Sweeney, S-W-E-E-N-E-Y. I'm sorry, it was continued on the next line. The new novel by the author of Good Company takes place in Rochester, New York in 1977. The sexual revolution, feminism, and rising divorce rates make it a fascinating and complicated time. Nina, a mother of two, suddenly finds herself wanting more, including a fling with her neighbor. Nina's decision to follow her true desires forever changes the lives of two families, along with Nina's relationship with her daughter. It's an insightful, beautiful tearjerker of a book. Next, a twisty thriller called Widby by T. Kira Madden, M-A-D-D-E-N. Bertie has just moved to Widby Island, that is off the coast of Washington, to escape the man who abused her as a child. Coincidentally, the same man was recently accused by a former reality star. When the man turns up dead, the women's stories unfold along with his mother's. This smart, suspenseful novel from a memoirist who wrote Long Live the Tribe of Fatherless Girls raises important questions about crime and victimhood. Truly affecting, this moving story explores the unavoidable ripple effects of trauma. And a clever coming-of-age tale called Bad Asians by Lillian Lee, L-I. Four Chinese-American friends graduate from college during the Great Recession in 2008 and end up where they least expect, unemployed and living with their parents. When a friend asks to make a documentary about them, the result goes viral on a new media platform, and the fallout threatens to cost them everything, especially each other. What we get is a bitingly funny story about competition between friends, the expectations of immigrant parents, and the pitfalls of fame. From Women's World, a little quiz. Seven thoughtful questions to spark your curiosity. 1. What habit helps you feel calmer during a busy day? Your options are multitasking to get more done, taking a few slow breaths, taking short breaths, and checking the news more often. Their answer is taking a few slow breaths. It pulls your brain out of fight or flight mode. 2. Which show popularized the phrase "live from New York, it's Saturday night"? The Tonight Show, Late Night with David Letterman, Saturday Night Live, or The Ed Sullivan Show? You probably got that one. Saturday Night Live, the iconic line, has opened the show since 1975. 3. According to research, which habit supports better sleep? Keeping a consistent bedtime, eating a lighter dinner, watching TV before bed, or sleeping late on weekends? Their answer is keeping a consistent bedtime. It's the most effective way to train your circadian rhythm or internal sleep clock. 4 is a true or false. Your brain forms new connections throughout life. And the answer is true. Thanks to neuroplasticity, your brain is constantly being rewired. 5, which is most likely to boost everyday happiness? Completing a big goal? An unexpected act of kindness? Buying something new? Or finishing all your chores? Their answer is an unexpected act of kindness. Small moments of connection lift mood. 6, which event made the United States a nation and separated it from Britain? Signing the Declaration of Independence? The end of the Revolutionary War? Ratification of the U.S. Constitution? Or inauguration of the first president, George Washington? The answer is the Declaration of Independence. July will mark the USA's 250th anniversary. And the last one, a reader question. Which invention began as a medical tool? The microwave, bubble wrap, super glue, or a chainsaw? The answer, a chainsaw. It was invented in the 1830s as a hand-cranked surgical tool. From Good Housekeeping, chew on this. Experts often recommend taking a food-first approach to vitamins and minerals before turning to supplements, so pile your plate with these nutritional multitaskers. carrots, sweet potatoes, and oranges are rich in vitamins A and C, as well as potassium. And I noticed they're all orange, so that would also mean beta-carotene. Broccoli and asparagus are particularly good sources of vitamin E and K, along with folate. Beans, peas, and lentils contain folate, potassium, iron, and zinc, on top of fiber and protein. Salmon, sardines, and mackerel are high in omega-3 fatty acids and contain vitamins D and B12 and selenium. And fortified foods like cereals, plant-based milks, dairy products, and breads can help fill nutrient gaps. Whole grain breakfast staples, such as Cheerios, provide key nutrients like iron and B vitamins, offering easy aid in meeting daily needs, especially when paired with nutrient-rich foods like fruit and milk. From Woman's Day, dig into mindfulness. Our resident meditation teacher teaches us on National Garden Meditation Day, which will be May 3rd, to show you how getting a little dirt under your nails can bring you calmness. Gardening is meditation, even if you've never called it that. At its core, meditation is about presence, paying attention to what's happening right now, without judgment, and gardening naturally brings us into that state. When you're planting, pruning, or watering, your focus is on the moment. You're feeding the soil, noticing color and growth, listening to birds or wind, and moving your body with intention. Mental noise quiets, not because you force it to, but because something more grounding takes its place. For those who struggle with traditional meditation, gardening offers an easier entry point. It gives the mind something tangible to focus on, making stillness feel more accessible and less intimidating. Try this, a 5-minute garden meditation. You don't need silence, a cushion, or a perfect garden. Just 5 minutes and a plant. Minute one, arrive. Step outside or stand near a plant. Soften your shoulders. Take one slow breath in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. Minute two, ground. Feel your feet on the ground. If you're gardening, notice the weight of the soil or the tool in your hands. Minute three, observe. Choose one plant. Notice its color, shape, and texture. Don't analyze, just look. Minute four, breathe. Inhale for a count of four, exhale for a count of six. Minute five, reflect. Silently ask, what am I nurturing right now? And return to your day a little more grounded than you were 5 minutes ago. And then we have a little aside, if you don't have a garden, garden meditation isn't limited to flower beds and vegetable patches. Intention matters more than location. Try keeping potted plants on a windowsill, growing balcony or patio plants, visiting a community garden, or sitting beneath a tree or near greenery on a walk. From Real Simple, when is the best time to shower? Readers have three different schools of thought, and then the experts will weigh in. Readers say at night. And here's two quotes. Jumping into bed at night, clean and fresh from a day of work, is the best. And I like to think of showering at night as an act of self-care that leaves me more time to enjoy my morning ritual of having coffee, eating breakfast, and listening to the news. Other readers say, in the morning, I'm not a morning person, so I need a morning refresh to wake up. And team morning shower sets me up for a great start to the day. And the third school of thought, morning and night. I can't sleep without washing off the gunk from the day, and I can't imagine not taking a morning shower to feel fresh and ready. And another, at night takes the day's remnants off, and the warmth helps relax you before bed. Morning helps start your day with a jolt. And the experts? The answer comes down to what matters most to you. If a good night's sleep is paramount, then a shower before bed is the winner. A 2019 meta-analysis published in Sleep Medicine Reviews found that a warm 10-minute shower before bed not only shortened the time it took for subjects to fall asleep, but also improved the quality of their slumber. The explanation? Our bodies typically start to cool down in the evening, which tells the brain that it's time for sleep. Cooling from a higher temperature lends a stronger signal to your brain, says neurologist and sleep specialist W. Chris Winter, MD, host of the Sleep Unplugged podcast. In terms of skin health, there's no solid science that says one time is better than another, says Angela Lamb, MD, associate professor of dermatology at the Icahn School of Medicine in Mount Sinai. However, much of skin cell turnover and repair happens while you sleep. So if you take a shower at night and put on moisturizer, you create a barrier that may give your skin a boost overnight. Note, showering often, as in both morning and night, could strip your skin of natural oils, drying it out. So moisturize, moisturize, moisturize. Now, some pros for the morning shower. It might help if you struggle with feeling awake in the mornings, Winter says, noting that studies on this subject are lacking. And while getting into bed with the grossness of the day might not seem ideal, Primrose Freestone, PhD, an associate professor of clinical microbiology at the University of Lancashire in England, says she chooses morning showers because we sweat during the night, so we wake up smellier than when we went to bed. Not to speak for you, but we prefer to start the day at level zero in terms of smelliness. From Woman's World, question, my recent lab work showed high cholesterol. Can food really help lower my numbers? And their answer, yes, absolutely. Food can make a meaningful difference. Your smartest strategy is to limit fatty meats, sausage, bacon, butter, cream, full-fat cheese, fried foods, and ultra-processed snacks. Then lead hard into these cholesterol-lowering foods. Soluble fiber is like a cholesterol sponge, helping to pull it out of the body. Enjoy lentil soup and add beans to soups, chili, and salads. Snack on apple or pear slices with nut butter. Mix 1 to 2 tablespoons of chia or flax seeds into smoothies and swap flour with rolled oats in muffin batters. Replacing saturated fats with heart-healthy fats can help lower LDL, the bad cholesterol. Cook with olive oil and avocado oil. Dress salads with olive oil-based vinaigrette. Spread avocado on whole grain toast. Enjoy omega-3 rich fish like salmon and sardines a few times a week. And snack on nuts and seeds. Sprinkle them on yogurt, soups, and salads too. Plant sterols help block cholesterol absorption in the gut. Dip veggies in hummus. Enjoy trail mix with nuts and seeds. Add quinoa and brown rice to your meals and munch on pistachios. And here's a sample day to get you started. For breakfast, enjoy oatmeal topped with berries. For lunch, prepare a turkey and avocado wrap with crunchy carrots on the side. And for dinner, pair grilled salmon with roasted veggies and a baked sweet potato. And from Woman's World, loaded potato soup. Set it and forget it with this dish that you do in the slow cooker. 6 servings, active time, 25 minutes. Total time, 5 hours and 55 minutes. They don't want to say 6 hours. 1 onion, chopped. 3 pounds Yukon Gold potatoes, peeled, cut into 3/4-inch pieces. 2 bay leaves. 8 cups lower-sodium chicken broth. 2 ears of corn, kernels removed, or you can use 1 1/3 cups of thawed frozen corn. 1 1/2 cups frozen peas and carrots, thawed. 1/2 cup heavy cream. 6 slices cooked bacon, crumpled. 1 tablespoon chopped chives. Coat a 6-quart slow cooker with cooking spray. Add the onion, top with potatoes and the bay leaves. Add 4 cups of the broth. Cover, cook on low, till potatoes are tender about 5 hours. Let cool slightly. Discard the bay leaves. In batches, transfer soup to blender. Cover. Puree until smooth, adding the remaining 4 cups of broth. Transfer back to the slow cooker. Stir in the corn, thawed vegetables, and heavy cream. Season to taste with salt and pepper. Cook on low until heated through 30 minutes. Transfer to bowls, top with bacon and chopped chives. Sheet pan Hawaiian pizza from Woman's World. This makes 4 servings. Active time is 15 minutes. Total time is 40. We need 1 15- to 16-ounce package of refrigerated pizza dough at room temperature, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1/2 cup pizza sauce, 1.5 cups shredded pizza cheese blend, 6 ounces, 4 ounces of deli-sliced baked ham torn into pieces, 1 8-ounce can of pineapple slices in juice, drained and quartered, and 1 teaspoon fresh thyme leaves, optional. Heat oven to 450. Grease the baking sheet. Roll out or stretch the dough into a 14 by 10 inch oval. Transfer to the baking sheet. Brush with oil. Bake 8 to 10 minutes until starting to brown. Then spread the crust with the pizza sauce to within 1/2 inch of the edge. Sprinkle with 3/4 cup of cheese, the ham, and pineapple. Then the remaining 3/4 cup of cheese. Bake 12 to 15 minutes until the cheese is melted and the crust is baked through. If desired, sprinkle with the thyme. A nutty chicken stir fry. This makes 4 servings, active time 15 minutes, total time 25. You can toss this together pretty quick. 3/4 cup of chicken broth. 2 tablespoons honey mustard, 1 tablespoon balsamic vinegar, 1 teaspoon cornstarch, 1 pound boneless skinless chicken breast strips, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 6 ounces of broccolini halved, 1 teaspoon olive oil, 2 scallions sliced, and 1/2 cup of cashews. In a bowl, whisk the first 4 ingredients. That'd be the broth, mustard, vinegar, cornstarch. Reserve. Sprinkle the chicken with salt. In a 12-inch nonstick skillet, bring the broccolini and 1/4 cup water to a boil over high heat. Cover. Over medium-low, cook 3 minutes. Drain and remove. In the same skillet, heat oil over high. Brown the chicken. Stirring until no longer pink, 3 to 4 minutes. Remove. Reduce heat to low. Add broth mixture. Bring to a boil. Cook until slightly thickened, 1 to 2 minutes. Add the chicken, broccolini, and scallions. Heat through about 30 seconds. Top with cashews. And, of course, you can make a rice fur on the side of this. From Woman's World, take a mini vacation at home. Nothing says Naples, Florida, like a cocktail inspired by the Turtle Club restaurant and a walking tour of a popular beach. The drink? Pina colada. This recipe makes 1. Of course, you can multiply. 1.5 ounces of black rum. 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice. 2 tablespoons pineapple juice. 1 tablespoon cream of coconut. And 1/4 cup of crushed ice. Add all ingredients to the blender. Blend on high until smooth. Pour into a glass. Garnish with cherries and pineapple as desired. And for your virtual tour, Naples Beach. Imagine you're taking a stroll on this beautiful white sand beach. Simply watch the Naples Beach video posted by Walking Florida on YouTube. From Real Simple, chocolate raspberry mousse. This is, let's see, active time 30 minutes, total time 1 hour and 25, and it serves 6. We need 1.5 cups of 60% cacao bittersweet chocolate chips. That's about 9 ounces. 1.25 cups seedless raspberry jam divided. 1.75 cups heavy whipping cream divided. 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract divided. 1/4 teaspoon plus 1/8 teaspoon almond extract divided. Fresh raspberries for garnish and cocoa powder for garnish. This is going to be a fancy dessert. Microwave chocolate, 1/2 cup of jam, and 1/4 cup cream in a large microwavable bowl in 15 to 30 second intervals, whisking between each interval until melted and mostly smooth, 1 to 2 minutes. Let cool until no longer hot to the touch, 10 to 15 minutes. Beet salt, 1 cup cream, 3/4 teaspoon vanilla, and 1/4 teaspoon almond extract in a large bowl with an electric mixer fitted with a whisk attachment on medium speed until stiff peaks form, 1 to 2 minutes. Fold whipped cream into the chocolate mixture in 3 additions. Whisk together 1/2 teaspoon water and remaining 3/4 cup of jam in a medium bowl until loosened. Divide the chocolate mixture among 6 glasses. Top evenly with the loosened jam. That'll form a layer on top of the chocolate. Chill uncovered in refrigerator until set, about 45 minutes. The mousse may be refrigerated covered for up to 3 days. When ready to serve, beat remaining 1/2 cup cream, 1/4 teaspoon vanilla, and 1/8 teaspoon almond extract in a medium bowl with an electric mixer fitted with a whisk attachment on medium-high speed until medium stiff peaks form, 1 to 2 minutes. Dollop cream onto the mousse. Garnish with raspberries and a sprinkle of cocoa powder. We have time for 1 or 2 littles here. Bananas aren't ripe yet? Place underripe bananas with the peels on a baking sheet and bake at 350 for 5 to 7 minutes until the peel darkens. The heat speeds the release of ethylene gas, the natural compound that triggers bananas to soften and sweeten. Let cool slightly, then peel and mesh. They'll be ready for your banana bread, muffins, or pancakes with no waiting required. And a moment for you. Never underestimate how remarkable you are. There's never been another person with your heart, experiences, and perspective, and there never will be again. Your individuality is a gift. Simply by being yourself, you bring something irreplaceable and valuable into the world. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. For comments and questions, please call our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Hope you join me next time.